from the Triple M studios.
God, it's all happening.
This is the Marty Shear Gold Show. Triple M.
Top 6 at 6.
Oh.
I think they've been spot on every day this week for last week for the year.
That's just amazing.
Yeah. Pretty flawless.
I even lent into that one.
Yeah.
It was right in it. Yeah. Right up in its grill.
Yep.
Coming in at number one on the top 6 at 6 today, Belgium, the world's second-ranked side, has become the highest-profile nation eliminated in the group stage after being held to a nil-all draw by Croatia. So the Belgiums are out.
The Belgians.
I prefer Belgiums.
Pretty extraordinary. And Morocco finished top of that group, which is
Morocco.
Boil over.
Ooh. You ever been to Morocco?
No, I'd love to go to Morocco. It's very close to Spain. It's just over the road. Just over the water.
I've walked through. You can see
it from Spain.
Their markets are huge.
Casablanca and Marrakesh.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'd love to go.
Morocco.
Spain have scored.
Spain have scored. Jesus Christ. What a morning.
Wow, what an early.
We've got Croatia and Germany on one TV, and we've got Spain and Japan on the other TV.
Costa Rica and Germany.
Costa Rica. My apologies to the Costa Ricans.
If you're listening.
I wonder what the Costa Rican population of Melbourne is.
Give us a buzz.
Give us a buzz if you're Costa Rican. And you can find your phone. Coming in at number two, a study in Queensland has found the drunker you get, the less likely you are to realise how drunk you are. Confusing sentence. Those that have low blood alcohol levels are more likely to overestimate, and those with high blood alcohol levels are more likely to underestimate.
That kind of makes sense.
It sort of does, yeah.
So you're blind drunk. You're like, I'm not that drunk. You're not that drunk. You're like, I'm pretty drunk.
Yeah. Sometimes you've only had two glasses of wine, you're like, I don't think I should drive home.
Oh, we've got a Costa Rican on the line.
Do we really?
Actually?
Let's say g'day. David in Croydon Hills, Marty.
Hello, David.
G'day, I'm Costa Rican.
Hello, David.
Welcome.
Congratulations on being Costa Rican.
Thank you.
Are you watching the soccer?
No, I'm not.
Well, I can tell you that it is 1-0 to the Germans after 12 minutes.
12 months.
We'll be all right.
Yeah.
David, give us your Costa Rican history. Your mum or your dad?
My uncle's brother.
Your uncle's brother?
Brother.
He's also your uncle.
David, are you really Costa Rican or have you just rung to say hello?
I've just rung to say hello.
Yeah, David, well
done.
Did
he get an IGA voucher?
Oh, yeah, give him an IGA voucher.
He's on the show.
We've got one to give away. Happy Christmas, David.
Well done, Merry Christmas. Just rang to say g'day and pretended to be Costa Rica.
Call any time about anything.
Didn't do an accent, so well done.
No, he didn't. I was wondering that.
Coming in at number three, the wife of disgraced NRL star Brett Finch has spoken out about her family's extremely traumatic ordeal and says she will stand by her husband of 4 years. After he was last week sentenced to 2 years in prison, which I think was suspended, wasn't it?
He's allowed to serve it in the community.
All right. Yeah. He'll be allowed to serve his sentence in the community. Jesus. Mm. What do you say? I mean, you know, people stay with people.
Yeah.
Number four, a mum who works in a funeral home has revealed she will never give her kids popcorn after seeing too many deaths caused by the snack.
Apparently it's very chokeable.
Yeah, right.
You can choke on it extra because it's just the way it's made up, even if you get a bit out. Yeah. She also said, like, grapes and peanuts, which are the
same. She's got a list of stuff she would know.
The three things.
Number five, Christine McVie inked a massive deal a year before her death, selling the rights to her entire back catalogue of 115 songs.
Wow.
Which I think Stevie Nicks has also done and Lindsay Buckingham has also done as well. They've done that the last few years.
Signed it all away. I wonder who to.
Does say.
I spent the day listening to Fleetwood Mac albums yesterday.
Nice one.
Great. Yeah,
why
a bit
not?
Of a drive,
why
so
not?
I listened to a lot of the Christine stuff.
It's a lovely thing to do.
Yeah.
Coming in at number six, North Korea orders parents to name their children bomb, gun, satellite, or other suitably patriotic words.
What?
Come along, bomb.
Come along, bomb. Come along, gun. Come along, satellite.
Satellite dinner's ready.
North Korea.
He walked through there earlier this year.
I think my favourite walking tour.
It was one of the most interesting walking tours I did all year.
Yeah.
Everything was green,
everything
the same colour green.
Yeah.
There was not a car on the roads.
Nah.
Yeah. People just wandering on the roads because
they know there's no cars.
Yeah. Wasn't very busy though, was it?
No, but there was still heaps of North Koreans.
Yeah.
A lot of them named Bomb.
A lot of them called Satellite. Ass hats.
Top six.
You ruined it.
your sporting news now, and the countdown is on to the Formula One Rolex Australian Grand Prix 2023 next year, March 30 to April the 2nd in Melbourne. Yes. Get ready to live fast. General admission park passes on sale December 6th from grandprix.com.au. It's yes. going to be fun.
Feels a long way away, but really it's just around the corner.
Yeah, it is.
It really is. It'll be here before you know it.
And tickets on sale 4 days away.
Yep. Oh my God. December 6th in just a few days.
Get on it.
Get them. Grand Prix.
Get on it.
Don't miss it. GrandPrix.com.au.
Thank you, Troy. Cricket news. Steve Smith joined Marnus Labuschagne to make a double century yesterday. The first pair of double century makers in the same innings since Ricky Ponting and Michael Clarke in 2012.
Oh. Jeez.
10 years ago.
2012.
For Steve Smith, it was his 29th century, which is equal with Don Bradman.
Saw that.
He's one off third place, being Matty Hayden on 30.
Yeah, Matty Hayden's sneaky. Yeah. For a guy that's career didn't start later in life.
Yep.
He's got a lot of runs, Matty Hayden.
Second place, Steve Waugh on 32. First place, Ponting on 41. So still a while to go to get the all-time record of punter.
41 test centuries.
Isn't it amazing?
It is amazing.
It was his fourth double century, Steve Smith, which is two off Ricky Ponting in second place, and then a further eight off Don Bradman.
The Don.
Every now and then.
You racked them up, mate. Every now and then you get a reminder.
You get a Don stat and you go, wow.
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 That bloke loved to bat.
Australia delayed their declaration for Travis Head to make his century before he was heartbreakingly dismissed on 99.
Cruel. 99. And we all know what 99 means if you're a cricket fan.
But good to see him back in form.
He's in elite form.
He looks like
he is. He's seeing it like a watermelon.
We declared for 598, and in response, the Windies are 0 for 74 at stumps. Coverage again from about 12:30 or so as Triple M rocks cricket.
They've done well in the West Indies.
They have.
I mean, obviously not as well as they would have liked, but they're doing well currently.
Yes. Pedestrian.
Pedestrian at best, as well as
pedestrian attack.
In the World
Military
Cup.
Military medium.
Yeah. Carnage in Group F overnight.
Carnage.
An inspired campaign from Morocco, and they escaped their group. It was a very difficult group to get out of. They were 2-1 against Canada, which guarantees they're into the round of 16 for the first time in 36 years on top of Group F.
Okay.
That leaves Belgium and Croatia that were fighting for second place in that group. Croatia, the 2018 runners-up, the last World Cup, and Belgium, the second-ranked side in the world. So it's a bit of a boil-over that one of these two countries was going to miss out.
Yeah.
It ended up nil-all with Belgium requiring a win, and it was an all-time nightmare. I showed you this in the office just before.
Oh, my God, that bloke.
Romelu Lukaku, the all-time highest goal scorer for Belgium. He had a chance in the 90th. He had five shots in the second half, and this was a really golden opportunity to get them the win. Unfortunately, we only had the Arabic commentary.
That doesn't matter.
It doesn't
you get the vibe.
Because the cross the came in, and for some reason, he's just let it hit him in the chest. He was literally a metre out of the goal face.
Yeah. Very, very disappointing for all Belgians.
It makes no sense. He had a full brain snap. He froze.
Hit the post as well. He looked like he was someone who was going to get them over the line. But unfortunately, Belgium are out, and that means Morocco and Croatia have opponents that will be determined this morning. Costa Rica taking on Germany and Japan taking on Spain. Germany are currently bottom of that group, so they require a win. And to guarantee themselves to get through, they need to win by 8-0 or more.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so it's a fair bit to do, but it looks like they'll get through because Spain are still leading Japan 1-0.
Mm-hmm.
Socceroos, we should quickly touch on because
absolutely
we won't be on
touch
air.
On the Socceroos.
We won't be on air.
They're my new favourite team.
Yeah, they me are. Too. Yes, I'm on the bandwagon.
I'm on the wagon.
Arguably the biggest match in Australian football history this Sunday against Argentina.
I'm going to get up.
You're going to get up?
Yeah.
6 a.m.
Yeah, well, why not? I mean, for us, it's nothing. It's a joke.
I'll see you at Fed Square.
For sleeping. I'm not going to Fed Square.
Bring a flare.
Yeah, all right.
Bring a flare to Fed Square.
Actually, I think we should be saying
we should not say that.
Don't
bring a flare
to Fed Square.
Leave them on boats.
That's it. Our squad costs $58 million on the market. Argentina's is $1.14 billion.
Oh, wow.
That's what we're dealing with. The Argentinian coach Lionel Scaloni. He says, "If you think Australia will be easy, you're wrong because they have shown that getting through against tough teams in this World Cup, all the games are hard." Anyone who thinks the match against Australia will be easy is wrong. We're not favourites.
You are favourites. Definitely
favourites.
We're 16-1.
Yeah, the bookies would have you as favourites.
Yes.
But you're right.
You don't want to take anyone lightly.
You've got to be careful. Sure.
Yeah. Never be sure.
Argentina have already lost to Saudi Arabia in this campaign.
Oh, we're a chance.
They've shown they're vulnerable.
Imagine.
I'll come. Oh, I can't come to Fed Square.
Anthony Albanese. There were calls for a public holiday after our win against Denmark, and he says, it's too late to call a national holiday after the Socceroos' huge win, but if we win the FIFA World Cup, that might be a different story.
Oh, Channel Hawkey.
Albo, dangling the carrot of another day off
for
the workers.
That is the back page.
This is the Marty Shergold Show.